Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about what to do with women. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, friends, what should we do with women? There's a lot of things. Women do a lot of bullshit. Yes, friends, and we do have discussions to talk about. Yes, I have a clip of a dumbass. He's talking about his parents. Yes, apparently his mom was a feminist and his dad put up with her shit. And supposedly his mom took care of his dad while he lost his job. Yeah, I bet the mom was pegging his daddy. Am I right or am I wrong? Who knows? The guy looks like a faggot, so the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Right? Well, anyways, let's play the clip.
Anti-feminist women do not like men. That is a lie. Do you think the expectation that a man be an emotionally repressed workhorse is love? A marriage is 33% more likely to end in divorce if a man loses his job.
Yes, this guy's saying this shit, but now on this fucking next breath, he's gonna start saying that all women are like that. Oh, of course not. Not all women are like that, but a lot of women are. So are you gonna take a gamble on this bet? Well, are you? Well, let's find out.
You know where you stand. Do you think that love from a woman who believes in equality lives and dies on this Kafka-esque hill?
Yes, I do believe this shit. Do you know why I believe it? It's because women are stupid and emotional. And something tells me you are too. What a fag. But let's continue.
Because I watched my feminist mother stay with my father as he lost two jobs.
Well, guy, says you. I need to see receipts. If your mom was a feminist or is, I don't know if she's alive or dead, she probably cheated on your dad. Are you related to your father? You're sure your fucking dad is not the milkman? Well, it's not a nigger because you look white, but who knows, right? Well, let's continue.
They were together for 40 years, and she read him books every day on his deathbed.
Aww, so your mama was reading your dad bedtime stories on his deathbed. Oh, that is so true love. Yeah, was her fucking boyfriend there too? Yes, you guys are fucking stupid. You think women fucking give a shit about you? You're fucking retarded. You're a fool. Yes, women don't give a fuck. They just want you to have all these cash and prizes. They don't give a fuck if you live or die. You're fucking stupid. Don't you understand that we're just placeholders? Well, whatever. Anyways, you enjoy your fucking life. Let's continue.
Feminist women do not hate men. They expect...
Well, this guy may not be genetically your father, but mentally he is, because he made you into a weak little bitch. Yes, what a weak little cuckold you are. Yay! Oh man, nature versus nurture, huh? Well, anyways, let's continue.
Men to be better, and they love the men who choose it more than anybody.
Yes, friends, loser men with disgusting women, in my opinion, right? Just like how fucking the rabbi fucking dildo schmooly guy fucking has an ugly ass woman. That's supposedly his wife. Look at her. What a fucking uggo. Yeah, what the fuck is this? The missing link? Is that Sasquatch? Yeah, is that the Jack Link's fucking Sasquatch? Messing with Sasquatch. No wonder fucking Jews look fucking ugly, because goddamn. Ugh, genetically disgusting creatures, in my opinion, but hey, it is what it is. Well, anyways, we're not talking about Jews. No, we're talking about women. Yes, I have a clip of another bitch talking shit about that fucking Hegseth guy. Yes, let's hear her fucking whine and complain about bullshit.
Fuck you, Pete Keg's breath, triple sec of fucking defense. You're such a fucking pussy. Oh, you want the women out of the military?
Yeah, women shouldn't be voting, shouldn't be in the military, shouldn't be in anything, because you women are nothing but stupid ass creatures. You do funny shit, but that's about it. But no, you don't do that with intention. You do it because you're fucking dumbass fucking children. Yes, women should be in the kitchen, not serving the military and doing their fucking retarded shit. Yes, friends, put them in the fucking kitchen, because all they do is dumb shit and they vote for stupid shit. Right, friends? Anyways, let's continue.
Is that because you said that they should have the same standards as men? And now that they do, they're outperforming your gravy seals? Oh.
What the fuck? Women are better than men? In what way, you dumb bitch? You're fucking retarded. You are so, so stupid. Men are way, way better than women. Yes, we're faster, stronger, smarter, more endurance. What the fuck are you talking about? What the hell are you smoking? Is that nigger that you're fucking you hit you a little bit too hard in the head? And you're retarded now? Whatever, lady, let's continue.
Oh, does that hurt your little wee-wee? Oh, should they be in the kitchen making you sandwiches?
Yes, bitch, go make me a sandwich instead of doing stupid shit with the rest of you fucking retarded loser Democrat whatever creatures, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Is that what Jennifer does? Does she make you a sandwich and then burp you after?
No, bitch, Jennifer first sucks my dick, then after I slap her in the ass, she goes makes me a sandwich. You probably eat the sandwich, you fat fucking pig-looking creature. Anyways, let's continue.
You're such a fucking dick. Oh, and then you're...
Well, lady, if I was a dick, I'd be in your mouth, you fucking hugzilla. Anyways, let's continue.
Buddy old pal and his satanic church coming to Washington, D.C. so he can be by you...
Whoa. She's actually talking about fucking that retarded Bibi Netanyahu? At least she's saying something that's actually right. Fuck, everything came out of her mouth was fucking so, so wrong. But, even a broken clock would be right, right? Anyways, let's continue.
He hates fucking children. He hates women. He thinks that we're nothing but a bunch of host bodies.
Well, duh! Did you just realize this shit, you dumb bitch? Guess what? Women like you vote for this fucking crap. So yeah, you women are to blame. You bring these stupid ass ideas to life because of feelings! Yeah, you have this bleeding heart and look what happens. Now we have all this bullshit. So enjoy. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals, so don't cancel me. Right, Jews? Anyways, let's continue.
Oh, are you mad that women don't want to hang out with any of your men because you guys are fucking losers? You're such a feeble fucking minded, rock'em sock'em, square-headed motherfucker.
Damn, this bitch has a fucking potty mouth. I bet she has a sick, twisted mind. Too bad she's not a fucking few thousand years younger, then I would fuck her. Yeah, cause I bet this bitch is fucking wild in bed. She fucking has some wild ideas, so... Yeah, you just gotta keep this bitch chained up in your fucking basement, cause you want people to see you fucking with her in the light of day, right? Yeah, she kinda gives me a little Rosie O'Donnell fucking vibes, but... Hey, women are fucking crazy, but let's continue.
You deserve nothing but the worst. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, what a stupid fucking cunt, right? Anyways, whatever. Yes, friends, just gotta be fucking moving around because fucking all these people do some stupid shit. And sooner or later, they're gonna fucking fuck around and they're gonna find out, right? And uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Yes, friends, and I do have a clip of Rob Schneider. He's pretty funny. Also a comedian and... He's funny looking too. Well, anyways, let's see what he has to say about women's rights. Yay!
Women obviously have a higher capacity for empathy,
yes,
than men. But that empathy could be manipulated into giving empathy for people who don't deserve it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, these are facts. Spread on, brother. Keep on spitting your fucking truth bombs.
And that's a problem. And they can be manipulated into doing things that are not in their best interest. And that's why, Greg, I want our audience to consider amending the 19th Amendment.
Really?
Now, I'm not...
Well, this dude would rather amend the 19th Amendment. Me, personally, I'd rather have women lose all their rights. Yes, there's nothing wrong with being a second-class citizen. They're still taken care of, but they don't get to have a say in society. That's all. I think that's a good plan. What do you guys think? Anyways, let's continue.
Women, I'm not saying I don't want you to vote. I'm just saying not for the important stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you want to give women the illusion of voting but not voting into the important shit, I guess I could get behind that. I guess. Well, let's continue.
No, but let me hear me out. vote. No, no, no. There's plenty of ladies. There's plenty of things for you to still vote for. America's Got Talent, Dancing with the Stars, the school board, employee of the month, and whole.
Yeah, shit like that doesn't really matter, so I wouldn't mind that. Yeah, if you want to vote for, you know, your favorite color being red or blue, okay, that's fine. You want to go eat a steak or you want to eat Chinese food? Okay, that's fine. But for presidents and, like, stuff like that and, like, policies? No! Okay, you could vote like what kind of, if you like your hair short or long, or if you like this color of makeup, whatever. But on the big shit, no. You need to get in the kitchen and suck my dick. That's all, but let's continue.
Foods, there's plenty for you to still get excited about and vote. I'm just saying for the big stuff, leave it to the less suicidal, empathetic humans, men.
Yes, friends, there's so much bullshit you could ignore before you can't fucking deny the bullshit that's out in the world. Yes, friends, it's all this fucking shit, but yet we have to put up with it. No, we don't. If you see something, you better do something, especially today is the age. Today is the year of finding out. So yes, you guys are going to be doing your bullshit, and sooner or later, this shit's going to bite you in the ass. So don't let these fucking people do whatever the hell they want. They try to pretend to be things that they're not, but it will come out, yes. And you just got to get stronger, because the war is around, well, it's here already, friends. So you better level up sooner than later, because if you're not, you're going to die. And I don't want you to die. Let's make this future awesome. Goodbye.
The first thing Melissa does every morning is head to the kitchen to look for all kinds of food. A huge portion of lasagna big enough for the whole family is just a simple appetizer to her. A mirror is her secret weapon while eating. Watching herself swallow big bites in the mirror gives Melissa great satisfaction, as if she had eaten twice as much. Even after eating, Melissa still feels hungry. She then takes a full bag of snacks, pulls out a box of pastries, and eats on her bed. After finishing the pastries, Melissa goes to the living room because her friend will come to bring her food soon. 20 minutes later, Melissa's friend arrives. She brings a huge pile of high-calorie fast food. Several large boxes of food cover the entire coffee table. Looking at the fried chicken, donuts, and fries in front of her, Melissa immediately comes alive. This, she realizes, is her real breakfast. After eating everything, Melissa sits on the sofa to rest. She feels a little short of breath, which makes her very sad. The happiness food brings only lasts a moment and cannot solve her real problems. Obesity not only makes it hard for her to move, but also causes the functions of her organs to keep failing. Because her heart and lung function is damaged, she cannot breathe on her own. Every night when she sleeps, she has to wear an oxygen mask. Living like this for a long time has left Melissa in deep despair. To save herself completely, she decides to go to Houston to seek help from a professional weight loss doctor. Accompanied by her friend, Melissa arrives at the hospital safely. Seeing the number of nearly 600 pounds on the scale, Melissa is filled with anxiety. She is terrified that the doctor will give up on treating her because of her weight. Fortunately, what she fears does not happen. After reviewing Melissa's test results, the doctor creates a special weight loss plan for her. He asks her to lose 60 pounds on her own within the next 2 months. If she succeeds, he will perform gastric sleeve surgery for her. After returning home, Melissa strictly follows the doctor's plan, adjusts her diet reasonably, and keeps swimming every day. By her second follow-up visit, she meets the requirements for surgery as she hoped. The doctor keeps his promise and performs gastric bypass surgery on her. After the surgery, Melissa loses weight little by little. Weight loss brings her life back on track. She even gets a boyfriend. Although everything is moving in a good direction, deep inside Melissa's heart, there are still unhealed wounds. Turns out that during her childhood, Melissa was often verbally abused by her mother. To ease the pain inside, she started dating boys outside in middle school. Later, she got pregnant unexpectedly, and her mother arranged an abortion for her. All these traumatic experiences became scars she could not let go of, leading to her years of binge eating disorder. Can she fully heal herself?